Scripture says, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war." So with thee and I bring down nations. See, wise men spend money, God spends men. So you see, it so happens, I don't know why, that the plans and agenda that God has is limited to the extent that he finds yielded and willing men that will partner him in that his agenda. So anytime he has a project, like the scripture told us in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, he said, "Whom shall we send? Until a man begins to cry, 'Here I am, send me,' then many of the things that God wants to do will never come to pass." And you need to realize that when God said, "Who we go and who are we going to send?" Is it that he's not seeing people? It means that there are certain kind of men that can only be sent. We have touched it when we were looking at the apostolic sending model, that this says that he called them to be with him first, so that after that time he might be able to what? That means it's important to Jesus that you become a certain kind of man. It is in that mood that you are now qualified to become the man that can be sent. God is in need of men. That's what I'm saying. God is in need of men. And I used to say they calculated and they found out that I don't know how many million Christians they have in Nigeria. And God is still saying he is in need of men. So what does God mean? It is after these sessions I began to ask myself genuine questions. How is it that I'm here and God is saying I need a man? What does he say to you? You are not yet a man. No? Where it matters, if God wants to use somebody, have you not noticed? Somebody will come to your house and is looking for somebody to deliver a message to, and he sees a small child of 5 years, 7 years. He'll be saying, he'll be asking the child, "Is nobody at home?" In other words, that child is not their fault. God can't send you the way you are. You will become a casualty. You will become a story of how Satan won again. That is what you will tell our generation. It will seem as if our God is not powerful. Are you for a man? So anytime God intends to prosecute his agenda, he begins to put his hands upon certain men. And then he puts them in the query site, because you must be made. Are you with me? If you are not made, you can't be used. God cannot use a stone he has not tried. It's not possible. Scripture speaking about Joseph, he said that the Lord sent his word to Joseph and he tried him. It is after those seasons that he will now come out. Most of the things you are saying is not about the saying, because the scripture spoke to us in the book of Acts chapter 1, is it not, verse 1, said that of all that Jesus began to do and then to teach, it then means that the authority that he gained in his teaching ministry is as a result of the living that he had. He lived it for long, then he had authority to teach it. When we see our men that are saying many things, their life lack process. They cannot minister the life that they talk about. People can sit under them, they will talk about holiness, they will still fornicate. The reason is because even though you are saying holiness, you don't carry the life to minister that reality. People tell you, "My prayer life is suffering, my prayer," you will cancel the person pray. But he can't pray, he can't, because prayer is not canceling. Is either the spirit of prayer comes upon you or is not there. If he's there, you will know, because you'll be like a man that is possessed. In those seasons you will notice that there is something that came and take possession of your being. Some of the strange motions that you are making, people will think you are doing much. They won't know it's the spirit that has decided to climb this year. You are not the one. When they now finish, I used to pray those days, I will climb the chair and shout. People, when I finish, people will now come and meet me and think that that thing I'm doing during prayer is the way I am. No, a spirit possessed. We have been talking too much. But the scripture says of all that Jesus began to what? Concerning prayer, Jesus prayed for long. Prayed for long. And his disciples now met him and said, John is teaching his disciples how to pray. You will notice that you too, you are praying. Why are you not teaching us? You see, when Jesus started his lecture, you will notice that the syllabus is complete. That is when you will realize that that lecture is not an afterthought. That he has kept the syllabus and the lecture down, waiting for the day that a man will cry by the yelling of his heart, "Why not teach me this thing?" Those men that carry dissatisfaction in their heart, they have refused to settle for nothing, settle for less. Your generation can be clapping for you, man of God. Man of God, we celebrate you. You are gone. In heaven, they are just doing their head like this. When will this man realize the weight of the coming that is upon him? Hallelujah! 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 See, as we started now, two angels entered here now. One came from the right side and one came from the left. Samahambe ko sasata vavanata bento ko sasavanta papahana bento ko pada hasasambere tukambe bento rabanta hakambe tumbata papakambe. We are come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the assembly of the saints, in the company of innumerable angels. Sonamanta papa kapanta, in the church of the firstborn. Bere sosambere kumba, manta kambere tosatambaria. Before the blood of the sprinkling, inokumbe sadamahanta, enkubrata papa rahasambreta. In Jesus' name. I want to drop a burden and then we pray. I have found out that Hebrews chapter 11, let's start from there. I have found out that you will not be able to do much for God if you have not learned the word of prayer. See, it seems as if those angels are still around, but let's continue with what we are doing. You see, you cannot be able to do much for God if you have not prayed for long. I'm telling you. Because the intent of God is not first of all to use you to do anything. It's first of all to do something in you. That is why one of my major prayers is, do something to me. Do something to me, Lord. Something need to happen to you so that anytime men look at you, you become a testimony of that thing that happened to you. You will become that testimony. You become. So if you will be anything in God, you have to pray and pray for long. It is in that place that you afford God the opportunity to begin to deal with a lot of things, to begin to mold you and shape you. The one that people knew before might be that person that is timid, that is shy, but by the time the Holy Ghost has, has finished brooding upon your life. The person that will come out is the one that will be a wonder to people. They'll be wondering, since when did you become like this? We know you. But when you come out, it will seem as if you are a liar. Because the Spirit of God has molded His dimensions in you. They will say you are young. You are not young. The Spirit that possesses you is the essence Spirit. And the possibilities He can minister to you is as old as that Spirit Himself. I always say it. You have heard the testimony of you. He said, I'm giving old age to speak, but I've found out that experience lack the capacity to minister the dimensions that we seek. He said, there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Most High giveth him understanding. So, most times, the experience and the things we have learned on our path on earth will fail us when we encounter certain challenges. It is then that we have to lean on the eternal Spirit. It is only then that things are possible. The scripture said, even concerning prayer, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. We see many men that have been praying for long. Meanwhile, they have not cared to think about the testimony of the scripture that said, we know not. They think they know. We know not what we should pray for. Even when we know, we don't know how to. But the Holy Ghost, that's why the Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here because He knows that we know not. If a man will cry out to Him and say, help me and pray. Help me, help me, help me, help me. I need your help. I need your picking. I need your enlightenment. I need your energy. Spirit, fire me up. Energize me. Carry me. Carry me, Holy Ghost. So teach you when the priest stands upon you, many things become possible. Many things are possible. Mighty things from the eternal realm are born into this realm because the hand of the Spirit is upon you. So that the men that we emerge from these encounters, so that the men that we emerge from these experiences, so that men that we emerge from these processes, we be men that we mirror all the dimensions that He intend to manifest in our generation. We will become a public display of all your dimensions, of all your glory, of all your majesty, of all your presence, your fortress, your realities. Oh my God, put your hands upon the Spirit of God. Just
When you are here, 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 when you are here. here, when you are here, when you are here. Leave
He's blessing. He's blessing for heaven. He's blessing for heaven. He's blessing for heaven. He's blessing for heaven. He's blessing. He's blessing for heaven. He's blessing. Let me inform you, Holy Spirit, let me drown you, living water, let me drink from you, Holy Spirit, let me drown you, living water, let me drink from you, I come, Holy Ghost. Let me drown in you. I want to be drowned. I am tired of touching you and going back. I am tired of just the flickers of your presence. I am tired
showers. I am tired, I cry. Not just for the raindrops, but for the showers. The showers.
Holy Ghost, let me drown in you. 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 Hey. Let me drown in you. Because let me drown in you. Because let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you.
Is it time?
Let me drown in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me drown 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 in you. Give me water. Let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you. Give me water. Let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you. Give me water. Let us drink from you. Holy Ghost, let us drown in you. Give me water. Let us drink from you.
Hey! 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 He's an inferno! My God!
Give me water. Let us drink from you.
Don't be tired of drinking, no. Don't be tired. Don't be tired of drinking. No, no, no. Don't be tired. Drink.
Holy Ghost, let me drown in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me be lost in you.
It's a hard cry.
Let me be lost in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me be found in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me be found in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me be found in you. Let me be lost in you.
The eternal dimensions of God allows for the possibility of being lost and found in God at the same time. Hey! Sayako!
Let me be from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. 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 Let me be lost in you.
Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me
Don't stop now. Until you are filled to the overflow. You can't stop now. Until you are drunk.
Come. when you get into God like this, time is compressed. When you do business like this, you won't know that 2 hours has passed. It will seem as if it's 10 minutes, because we have touched the eternal dimensions of God. And in that place, as important as time is to us in this realm, it is not that important in that place. So by the Spirit, time can be compressed. And something that would have taken 10 years can happen in one moment. You can take your seat. I want to speak on something like, meanwhile, this my topic, I'm not the originator. I want to speak when the Spirit gives birth. Let's see the scriptures in the book of John chapter 3. In the book of John chapter 3, starting from verse 1, something, there was a conversation that was going on. You see, a man that is a leader of the Jews, he's a Pharisee, he came to a point, noticed that there is something significant and different in the life of Jesus. It so happened that the things that is manifesting in his life cannot be traced to the education that was able to be gathered in the institutions of men. Are you with me now? So when he came to Jesus, he said, "Good master, perceive that thou art a man come from God. It so happens that nobody will be able to do the things that you do except he is coming from God." I think if you are the one that is giving that appraiser, it is enough for you, because these are the rulers of the day. It so happens that you are a young minister. You are just trying to find your feet in the places of ministry, and a man that is already known is giving you accreditation. It's enough for you. Are you with me? Now, it so happens that when he said this thing, Jesus answered him. It is that answer that Jesus gave him. That answer Jesus gave him is so deep that even the man could not understand it. It was then that Jesus moved from lecture 1 and moved to lecture 2. In fact, he moved to lecture 3, because it so happened that you cannot understand the first lecture until you understand the second one. And you can't understand the second one until you understand the third. Are you with me now? The man is trying to give accreditation to an eternal being. He's trying to give accreditation and appraisal to him in the flesh. The one that people know is Chibike, but there is a one that is known in the eternal realm. Such was the testimony that Gideon carried. And he was in the wine press threshing floor, and the angel came down with the scrolls that was written about him. The angel was in possession of those scrolls, and then he came, he said, "Thou mighty man of valor." He said, no, I am the least, I'm in my family. He said, "You don't understand, I came with scrolls. And in that place, we don't know any, this weakness you are complaining about, we are not aware of it. These challenges you are complaining about, we are not aware of it. It's just that you have not taken time to peep in and interact with the scrolls that we are reading about you. In that place in the heaven, God is not aware of this weakness. This thing you are doing is an aberration to the things that we are ordained for your life." He said, "Almighty man of valor." The man began to look at himself. Because according to men's accreditation, he is far from the perspective that is brought from heaven, which is the real perspective. That was what was happening in the book of John chapter 3. As good as that man is, according to the experience that he has gained on his journey upon the face of the earth, he still lacks the capacity to bring an accreditation to that eternal being. It is such a mighty thing to speak about the person of Jesus that he came to a point, he knew that the extent of his ministry has reached a place where it has to transverse realm. So he kept on the book of Matthew chapter 16. He said, "Whom do men say that I am?" Because every single thing that he intends to do is predicated upon the answer that the men that is following him are going to give him after them. You see, at that point, none of his disciples was able to answer conclusively. This is the question that Nicodemus wanted to answer. Something that his disciples couldn't even answer. You now see why Jesus didn't even want to entertain it. So he gave the questionnaire and the first said, could you answer it? Then he looked at his disciples and said, whom do you people say that I am? He has to take the Father by the Holy Ghost. It has to take who? The Father by the Holy Ghost. That is why we embrace the Spirit of God. When you get close to him, you begin to realize yourself that you are not that one that are looking at. You are not guy man. You are a watcher, my friend. A principality. You have not seen your horn in the Spirit. That's why you are playing in the sand with children. When your eyes is opened in the Spirit, and then you see, I am that mighty man of valor. I am the one that God ordained to bring deliverance to my family, to my generation. The thing makes you to become a certain kind of person. That's why we pray first. We are burdened with the things we saw in the Spirit. We went there. The things we saw is giving us burden, because it has nothing to relate with the experience we are having on earth. I will die. Why are you alive? For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest. Why? That one must come out. By all means, Jasper, that one, it must come out. The you, that's the one we are waiting for. We are not interested in this one. Let the giant arise, oh God. Let the giant arise. Somamanta kabatela, dereso soso varata, ferenete de Jesus alabahana. Stop at this junction. I will not stop in this place. I know there is more. I will not be deceived by the challenges that I see. I will not be deceived by the circumstances around my life. I will not be deceived by the predicament that I see. I will not be deceived by the things I see in my family. I will not be deceived by my surroundings. I will not be deceived. I know. There is more. Oh my God. One in the book of John chapter says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. You need to open your Bible, it's important. A ruler of the Jews. There are many accreditations given to this man. The first one was that he said that there was a man of what? The Pharisees. What was his first title? Pharisee. Are you with me? He now said his name is what? Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Number three, the same came by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. We know. Are you seeing the point here? He came as one person, but he said what? We know. That means that man is a representation of a sect. He's a voice. You are not getting my point. There is a voice that has been speaking over your life and giving description to your destiny. They say they know. Is it true that they know you? They say, we know that you are a rabbi, come from God. We know. You don't know what people has concluded about you. You don't know. But they lied. If they can't trace it to the scripture, they have not read your scrolls. We will yet shock men. I feel the strength of 1,000 men. Help me, Holy Ghost, to speak. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You see, the basis of his accreditation is flawed already. Are you with me? So I'm giving him that accreditation based on the miracles that is not manifest. You see, we cannot use miracles, as good as it is, to trace the content and context of your ordination. Being for this reason, the reason is that we must understand that although God is the Father of all believers, but he is also the God of what? All flesh. Say all flesh. The implication of that is that he still has the job to oversee everybody that is in this universe. You won't believe it, even Satan. If God should remove his source of sustenance, even Satan will disappear. You need to stop being afraid of Satan. The scripture said, when you were created, you sealed up the sum. Who created you? Somebody created you. That's what blue God said. Somebody created you. After some time, your eye now open. So that accreditation is according to men, and is according to the information they gathered. Maybe they looked at the way your father is. Are you with me? Then they now looked at your mother. Then they now looked at the people coming from your village. Then they now looked at the people that come from your type of church. Then they now looked at they said, no. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? They now made a summary. See, even though, but we see that you are a good person. Are you with me? You are a good teacher. We see that you are a rabbi, come from God, because you do miracles. Let me tell you, refuse to accept any accreditation and appraisal that doesn't line up with the scrolls that were written about you, good or bad. That is a distraction to the one and to the thing that God intends to do. Are you with me? Now follow me. I want to strike a point and then we pray. Oh my God. Then he said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. How does these two things tally up? They don't rhyme together. Meanwhile, Jesus actually answered this question. It so happens that from his standpoint, he will not be able to see that when you speak, the question you are asking, this is why Jesus is who he is. You can be praying like this, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. You'll be praying in tongues. Let me give you an example. Sometimes 70% of the tongues you are praying, you don't even know what God is using it to do. It's many years after, sometimes months, you will now see the impact it had on men around you, on your family, on your life. You will now realize that you never called this thing prayer point. You never said, let me pray about this, yet you saw it manifest. Is it not true? So this is the way the Jesus does it. When you begin to speak, he begins to answer the question you didn't ask. Are you with me? So this man didn't even know how to ask his question. Meanwhile, Jesus knows the question that needed to be answered. The question the man wanted to ask, he has not entered the realm where he will be equipped to ask that kind of question. Meanwhile, that is what his heart is yearning for. The answer to that question is the solution to what he seeks. So what Jesus did is he went ahead and answered the question that he didn't ask. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that a man cannot see, except he is born again, the kingdom of God. He's trying to say that the realities for which you seek, is calcified in the kingdom. Are you with me? So except a man finds his way into that circumference, he lacks the capacity to give appraisal. In fact, your perceptive faculties are not effective, are not activated until you are what? Born. Are you with me? Like, look at this small baby now. You see, when she is in the mother's womb, right, the eyes and the ears, they are there already at some stage, is it not true? But they are not activated. She has to be what? Born. Even though those things are already there, by the reason of being a man and creation, the scripture says that he is the light that lighted up every man that came into this world. Are you with me? But that light is not effective except in the context of the kingdom. That is when the faculties of interaction with light is now activated. So Jesus said that I accept the fact that you desire so much to know me and give me a appraisal. There is a hunger in your heart, but it's without knowledge, you see. So I have to drag you to a location where you will be able to give an accurate appraisal. Meanwhile, for you to be able to give that appraisal, something needs to happen to you. He said you need to be what? Born. The implication of burning is that you will be able to what? See. Are you with me? It is when you now see into the kingdom, then you will now really see whom Jesus is. Because even his disciples lack the capacity at some certain point, until the Holy Ghost began to reveal to Peter. I said, thou art who? Christ, the Son of the living God. That was when they began to realize that the one that was working with them is their creator himself. How does this sound to you? That the one eating bread with you is the creator. You don't know what this thing means. Some of your family, they will come and rob you and say, Michael, go and fetch water. They didn't know. I'm not saying he's not good, but that one is the prophet that is sent to that family. They have done everything and given every description to you and the destiny you are supposed to manifest upon the face of the earth, except that this is already an ordination by God. Are you with me? And that those aspects of your life cannot be trapped except we enter into the eternal realm, and by the help of the Spirit, are you with me, we interact with them. I'm running too fast. It is when the Spirit comes upon you in that dimension of interaction that something is born in this realm. That is when we now say that the Spirit have given birth. Are you with me? Let me show you. The scripture now said, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Mark the word born, because the word born is the context of all the exegesis, is the focal point. Say the focal point. If you need to know that the focal point of all these things that is being said in this place is what? The word what? Born. Jesus said, the man gave a lot of things. Jesus said, the problem is not what you are saying. The problem is that you are not born well. If a man, you can't do this except you are born well. So the issue is what? Born. So the man now, Jesus threw the first one, the man now threw back. Are you with me? He said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? So another nomenclature has been introduced. Another word has been introduced to this discussion. The first one was what? Born. The second one was what? Womb. Say womb. Oh, you are not with me. There is an interaction going on. So Jesus introduced the word and said, a man cannot enter the kingdom except he's what? Born. Nicodemus now came back, because he's an intelligent fellow. In fact, he's such a ranking man that all his sect sent him to represent them, knowing that him being there will be able to speak their mind. So when he came to that place, Jesus threw the first one, except you are born. He said, born? How can I enter into my mother's what? Womb. So the second introduction is what? Say womb. Never forget these things I'm bringing out. You will now realize that no man in this place is with excuse, according to the book of Romans chapter 1, because the scripture says that the visible things of this earth has been used by God to display and define the eternal Godhead, the eternal power and Godhead, so that a man that is intelligent can look at creation and see God in action. Are you with me? Creation is by design, it's not an afterthought. If you look well, you will now see that the father in the family is a representation of a reality that is somewhere. Is it not true? The king in your town is a representation of a reality that is somewhere. The civilization in your society, the road you have, the highways. That is why in this place what we have is we have many highways, and in that highways there is intersection. Are you with me? Oh my God. So in this type of highway is the type of highway that Yoruba people now sang a song. I say, Egungun don't enter express. Eh? This type of highway, you don't beg demons and witches. They can come. What will happen to them? They can't explain it. Have you seen a masquerade crossing up the worker and doing like this? Dangote truck. Dangote truck will design you with you and your masquerade. Eh? This type of traffic, the whole territory is kept at bay. Because, are you with me? The traffic that is going on is such that you can't even cross it. Eh? To cross is to have accident. Now, meanwhile, for you, it is safe. Because the intention of bringing you into this place is to collide with beings and collide with reality. Sometimes you have a head-on collision with serpents, with seraphims, and then your feet and hands burn with fire. We burn with fire because you collided with beings. Are you with me? That is the intent of bringing you in places like this, so that even if you didn't jam something, something will jam you, because it's a civilization that typifies an express road in the spirit. We have transactions happening. There is traffic and there are vehicles. You can flag down some vehicles and then you mount up and then you are carried. You are carried. Sometimes you need to be carried. There are many places in God you can't get to by yourself. You need to identify the requisite transport mode in the spirit. But thank God we have found ourselves in an environment where there is traffic. Many vehicles are transversing each other, and then civilizations are born. Any man, depending on where he intends to go, can board the transport system and begin to glide in the spirit and mount up in the spirit. Find himself in the location whereof he desires.
Now listen to me. I hope I will be able to strike my point. Verse 5 now says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot what? Enter into the kingdom of God. He now said in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. That which is born of the spirit is what? That means the spirit can give birth. That is why this our meeting is called Birth Pangs. Many brothers have met me here and said, sir, we have given birth to another children. It's not one, there are many. Their children are many. Are you with me? This is the implication. The implication is that when we begin to interact with the spirit realm, are you with me? The Holy Ghost takes occasion. Remember, I told you that there are two key things in this place, born and what? Womb. It so happens that a man have the capacity to have a womb. That womb is called the womb of the spirit. So in many seasons, according to God's plans and agenda, he intends to manifest his plans in this
realm of existence. It so happens, as I said before, that God's intention is limited to the men that have yielded themselves as vessels, willing vessels. Are you with me? Suitable vessels through which He will manifest those dimensions. Follow me now. So it so happens that in this context, that the Spirit, just like mother gave birth to you, Jesus is saying, in such a way, the Spirit also what? Gives birth. Are you with me? So it so happens that many of the things that God intends to do are simply realities in the realm of the Spirit and in the realm of God. The reason being that there are no wombs yet. Are you with me? That is suitable to carry and include those realities to the point that they can be given birth to in this realm. And it so happens that the things we seek about the kingdom will never come to a point where it is manifest until God has many wombs. It is through those wombs that He begins to give birth to realities. Are you with me? What you give birth to is spiritual realities. Eh? And what God implants you by the reason of that insemination is what we call spiritual things. Oh, the Spirit gives birth. That is why we come here. When you drown in the river of the Spirit, when it accords with His dimensions, then you become pregnant with spiritual things. Let me show you. Because you might say, Luke chapter 1. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Yes, yes, He is. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. It is on this basis that we ask Him to make us wise. Luke chapter 1 verse 26. And if you are there, say amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 26. If you are there, say amen. You need to open your scriptures. My God. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast his mind what manner of salutation this should be. You see, this always happens to you when your scrolls is being read to you. Bishop, when your scrolls are read to you, you are troubled. Because you now see the gap between what we are living here and the one that is written here. You begin to wonder, are you sure they are talking about me? Are you sure they are talking about me? If it didn't happen to you, you have not seen your scrolls. It will always shock you. The content. The content is written in such a way that it will shock you. And you will depend on God so much. That's why we pray and fast the way we do. Because we know that if it is true, that we will live our days and manifest the content of that scroll, we need a lot of help. Nothing in this realm can suffice. Verse 30 said, And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy what? Thou shalt conceive in thy what? You don't know how important wombs are to God. Wombs are gates to this realm. Wombs are gates. So without wounds, nothing you come to the territory. Are you with me? So God can be seeking to bring deliverance to your family. He needs a womb. Are you with me? He can be seeking to bring the new healing minister. He needs a womb, because the real healing ministry is not as a result of him. Is a betting. You become a system in the spirit. If you look at people, they are healed. If you send text message, they are healed. If people use your name, they are healed. If people say in the name of Samuel, oh God, hear me, you are still healed. Have you not noticed it? That's what happens. That's what some people don't know. They don't know that that's the reality that works in some ministries. You will come and say, what's the name of your church? I want the one that they used to call their pastor's name. I don't want to. That one you called, in the name of God of, I will not call them. So that one, meanwhile, as you mention it, something happens. Why? Some people think it means that there is a different God, that their God is more powerful. No. A man has done business with God in the spirit long enough that he has become a system. Eh? That a man, you don't really need to pray. You will not believe this. But there are prayers you pray. The way God answers it is that he links you up to some people. Man, do you know why you came close? God is answering your prayer. You pray, oh God! Then he links you up with people like us. Do you know why? The thing you are praying for God to do is what we live day to day. So we have become answer to your prayer. I know you don't believe it, but it is true. Men are answers. That is why. And this thing is only possibilities when the spirit what gives birth. And the spirit cannot give birth until there is what? A womb. It so happens that a man has the capacity of both spiritual and physical womb. Are you with me now? So anytime the spirit begins to interact with you with the intention of bringing new things into this realm, the first thing he lays hold on is what? Your womb. So when a man begins to heal that womb, then the spirit will through you begin to bet things in this realm. Huh? That thing that is being betted as a result of spirit interaction is not a human reality. There is a betting. There is a burning that is after the flesh. That is why the scripture says that which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. But there is a one that is what? By the spirit. How does that one happen? When you intercourse with the spirit, things are born. Are you with me? Just as a man intercourses with his wife. Are you with me? What is the proof of intercourse? That things are born. If nothing is birthed, if there is no reality that the spirit was able to give birth to into this realm via your life, it is a proof. I don't know what you are doing, but it's not intimacy. The real proof of intimacy is that things are born into this realm. Yes, now. Anyway, there are people that had intimacy, but their wombs are bought. Their wombs are bought. It so happens that we will not know what you and your husband is doing, or rather you and your wife. We will not know until we now see a child. Are you with me? We are not with you inside the room now. But there is something we will see, and we will know that you have intercourse with the spirit. That baby is a woman of God. So there are things you interact with in the spirit. You and the Holy Ghost will interact. So he will leave bodies in your heart. Are you with me? He will leave desires in your heart. He will leave impressions in your heart. And then you stay on it. Stay on it. Just like pregnancies are incubated, sometimes 9 months. That's why we come here. Tabete kombatoa. And the scripture began to tell us that the way to incubate pregnancies and bet it forth is a technology in the spirit called travail. Without travail, nothing can be bettered. Nothing can be born. People run away from travail. They run away from bed pangs. There might be pains. It is pangs because it carries a little bit of pain. But when the baby is born and the mother looks upon the baby, are you with me? She will forget all her pain, because the glory of the thing that is manifest in this realm far outweighs whatever price that was paid. He said, the scripture says that our light affliction cannot be compared to the eternal weight of glory that God intends to manifest through our life. In comparison with glory, the scripture called it what? Light affliction. Light affliction. This prayer you are praying is nothing compared to the fact that your brother that is lost suddenly came to Jesus. How do we do that? By what means? He has gone to counseling. That woman came now and was telling me about you. He said that you have stopped going to church, stopped everything. It's not your fault. He's not. If it's me, I will do the same. Now let's say the truth, because the thing, there is something your heart is yearning for. You have not seen it. I have told you people that indeed it's not as if people hate God. Pass. I know Satan works in the life of people, but I tell you the truth. If you present God, if you model the portrait of the true God in all his shades and dimensions, men will thirst after God, my friend. Your job is to carry and manifest the dimension of God. Then men will see God. Men will see God. Oh. I told you people of how my cousin said that I don't believe every other pastor. Now, he is not correct, but I'm just giving it as an example. But I believe you. Why? My brother, I grew up with him when we are wearing pants. In fact, he knocked my head because he's my elder. But now he looks at me and said, because of you, we know we will succeed. May that be your testimony in the name. Because of you, your family will succeed because of you. Because of you, your village, your generation. I know your village is not in Google Map yet. It's not in Google Map. It's not in Wikipedia. May he enter there because of you in Jesus' name. You think it's a small thing? Do you know there is a place called Omuaran in Kwara State? You don't know now, but it's in Wikipedia. Why? Your village is not there. Why? That's where Bishop David Oyedepo is from. Because of him, his village entered into Wikipedia. Let me strike for 4 minutes and then we fly. Are you feeling your wings? Feel your wings small with one minute tongues in 1 minute. Tongues in 1 minute. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. I tell you, every believer has a wing. You have a wing. Stretch your wings. Let the wind beat upon it. Let the sun come upon it. Stretch it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall these things be, seeing I what? Know not a man. See, this is a... See, Mary, I don't know where she gained her spiritual intelligence from. But this is a very, very intelligent question. That is why the question got a direct answer from the angel. He said, how can these things be seen? I know not. That word know is intercourse. Are you with me now? So she's trying to say that what we are trying to say is not possible because there is no intercourse yet. And the angel did not doubt that, because the angel knows that there is only one way that what he brought can be a reality, except there is what? Intercourse. Meanwhile,
Mary can only bring, she's bringing that interpretation based on the things that we know as men, that a man have to have intimacy with a woman before something will be born in this realm. Eh? So the angel admitted, but meanwhile he said that no, that thing you saw as a physical reality, it is the same thing happening in the spirit. It shows that the personalities involved, we have to change. And that is what now happened in the next verse. Are you with me? Follow me. He now said, and the angel answered and said unto her, what? The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost. Put your hands on your head and say, Holy Ghost, come upon me, come upon me. Let things be born. Come upon me, come upon me. Yakona, 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 Yakona. It was Holy Ghost that came upon Mary and Jesus was born. See, the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. What has been born? The Holy Ghost came on Mary and Jesus was born. You, the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. Nothing is being born. You are a waster, my friend. Cry to God. Let something be born from you. The Holy Ghost came on Mary and Jesus, the Son of God, was born in this realm. That is the capacity that a man carries. You are carrying that capacity from day to day, and you have not been able to take advantage of it. We are seeking for men to pack dimensions of God into this realm, and you are there, you are just there. Meanwhile, the same Holy Ghost came upon Mary and Jesus was born. What can be born through your life if the Holy Ghost is upon you? What can be born? In Jesus' mighty name. So there are two things. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall what? Overshadow thee. What is overshadow? You know, when I say you need to be drunk, drink and be drunk, you don't understand what I'm saying. The Holy Ghost comes upon you, one, it's not enough. Then the power will what? It means you are sucked in. The whole of your being. At the moment where the whole of your being is sucked in, something is born. It is also the same thing with physical intercourse. The moment where the whole of your being is sucked in, something must be born. Meanwhile, if the whole of your being is not yet sucked in that thing, that's why you are coming to church, you are praying. Nothing has happened through your prayer now. Because you have not desire to stay until you are consumed spirit, soul and body. Are you with me? It was Edward McKendry Bounce that said that a prayer that doesn't move your heart cannot move God. Thing cannot move anything in the universe. Are you with me? Prayer that can't move your heart, how do you think it can move God? Prayer will move your heart. Are you with me? Then it will move the hand of God. Then the hand of God will now move things in the universe. That is how it works. Let the Holy Ghost overshadow you. Let the Holy Ghost overshadow you. It's not enough to just be touching. You touch more, you leave. You touch more, you leave. You touch, since you have been touching small. Some of you say, I want to tap. Stop tapping. Dry yourself. Put yourself in that river. Let me just give this example. It's not, but I just have to say it. Somebody said that there is a fountain in the spirit where inspiration for writing songs come from. Eh? That he came there in the spirit, and then he saw Dr. Paul Enenche. And when he came there, he saw many people. They come with their cup, fetch and what? Go. They come, fetch and go. Dr. Paul came there. Eh? And then carried his head and put in the fountain, and he refused to come out. Others come and fetch and go. He put his head there. May you put your head there. He is living perpetually in that place. They that dwell in the secret place of, not they that dwell. You have made it a perpetual place of abode. Eh? Such men, God cannot do anything except He tells them. Are you seeing? How can we do this thing without telling our friend Abraham? You are sitting there all the time. In fact, you sit there long enough, and then the inner chambers of your soul will be molded with the desires of God. when a man comes out from that place like Elijah, he said, before the Lord God, whom I stand, Elijah. Before the he said, where is he standing? Is you that think he's standing at Owerri? He's not standing. he made his stand before God, and he had the discussions that was happening in the heaven. He came on earth to break the news. You are not with me. This man, when they are around angels, you don't need angels to break news. They are the ones that will break the news. And most times they will come and say, oh, it's good, but you don't need it. When they begin to speak the way I speak, the heart of men will burn with the body of God. Because there is a place they live. When they come out from that place, the eye they look represents God's emphasis. The words they speak represent God's emphasis. The life they live represents God's emphasis. The things they seek represents God's emphasis. The things they pursue, the relationships they have, the emphasis they make represents what? God's emphasis. Why? They made an abode. They went to that fountain of inspiration and built their house. You go and fetch water and come back. Eh? Today you are inspired. Tomorrow you say, Holy Ghost, help us, help us. You know you are not, you don't have it. You need to go and build house in Jesus' name. May you build a house like Elijah. Say to men, before the Lord God, whom I what? And then he uttered some things. When he uttered it, he became a reality. He said, according unto my own words. You are not getting me. Those men, they don't have time to say, it's good in Jesus' name, according to what the Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 17, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He will say, my friend, you are blessed. Huh? Go. I permit you, go. As he's saying that, in everything in the cosmos, all the angels, all the demons, everything, we, as he's saying it, he came from somewhere. There is a man, his name was Predihela. He releases prophetic and angelic sounds. His sounds are strange. He said one day he was carried in the spirit, and then he came before a mighty angel. What he saw, the angel was from far, and then he fell on the ground because of the glory that was coming from the angel. Then he saw something dripping from the angel, like molten magma. He looked at it where he saw that it was the freshness of the presence of God. That was when he realized that that angel is coming fresh from the presence of God. And the density of God matter that was found, the forging from his being, was so strong that that mortal man cannot look upon him and stand on his feet. He was knocked down, and the angel came and touched him with pity and said, stand on your feet. When you do business in that realm long enough, those angels will knock you off. Yes. As Zechariah and all those people, John, were knocked off. Elijah, you don't notice. He didn't notice. It was the same place of sacrifice that Elijah stood, that Zechariah and many places people stood. When you stand in that place, there is a being that represents you in the mother realm, in the eternal realm. Are you with me? Men that are not used to that realm are knocked out by the presence of that being. But Elijah come. Say Elijah. He is used to those realms. He is used to those angels. People like Paul. He said, the angel of the Lord met me in the night. Huh? Are you with me? I'm not here to explain to you the dimensions of thrones and dominions in the heavenly places. These are places, if you are not careful, you make mistake. You need a large quota of grace. The reason why some of us can talk about this thing is because of the grace that is poured in our life. By the reason of the ministry authority that God has given to us. That is why, if you try to speak about it without being granted the authority, you will err. The scripture said that these people miss aim. They err, not understanding the scriptures. You can miss aim. You will have good intention, then you still make mistake. Are you with me? But when you go into the realm of the spirit, there is nothing like, because you are man, you are higher than angel, or angel is higher. No, that is not it. It's more like somebody in the Navy and somebody in the Army. Eh? You can be in Navy and somebody in Army is higher than you in rank. When that person comes in the territory of your business, he will respect your rank. Are you with me?
If the person in Levi is higher than you in rank, when you see him, you what? So it's not about where you are working. We are working as men in different departments from them. Are you with me? But the one that sent us, accords to us rank on the basis of our obedience and his predetermined counsel. Are you with me? So I can do business long enough that some certain angels, are you with me? You now know what I'm saying. By your business, you are higher than them in rank as a human being. But based on your business, where you are now, there are some angels higher than you in rank. So when you come in their territory, you can't tell them to do things. They can't even answer to you. That is why you can come to a meeting like this, and I'll come and say, there is an angel from the left and from the right, and something will start happening. Come and say it. Come and take mic and say it. They are still here. If you think it's a joke, I will say it again and it will happen again. The reason is this. You now know the reason. You have reached a level of obedience where those beings can answer to the decrees of your mouth. Meanwhile, those angels are mostly present in this place, but they don't answer to you because they don't recognize your authority in the spirit. I want to strike a point and then you cry. Maybe we'll continue this tomorrow because I've not finished. He said, the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, if your Bible is your own, underline that. Therefore, that word, say holy thing. So, what you are pregnant with is a spiritual thing. Are you with me? When a man interacts with, is you that said is Jesus. Is you. Is in this realm, we say Jesus. But in the eternal realm, what God put in is what? A holy thing. Say a holy thing. When you interact with the Holy Ghost, he inseminates your spiritual womb with what? Holy things. The holy things of God. And then when you deal with that holy things, well, you begin to give birth in this realm. How many holy things have you carried in the spirit? Is your womb useful? Some of you, God is afraid of giving you many things. Now, if he gives some of your womb, if God inseminates you with some dimensions of the things that he wants, you will abort it. Because you need to incubate it. He will wake you up by one and say, let's incubate this thing. You say,
Lord, by two,
you turn like this. After 3 months, it will abort. And he gives you another one. In meetings like this, you are bought. He gives you another one, you are bought. After some time, he will stop giving you. Meanwhile, remember, the things that you are pregnant with, what's the name? Say holy thing. How many holy things have men wasted? When men interact with God in this dimension that we are doing, then the spirit can give birth through their life. And when the spirit gives birth, then a new system and civilization will be born in our time. It is on that basis that God is afforded new possibilities. New possibilities are afforded to men as a result of the spirit giving birth in this realm. Are you with me? Jesus would not have come if the spirit did not give birth to the womb. There are many possibilities. They will continue to be spiritual and holy things in the realm of God until a womb has been yielded to God, so that by that womb the Holy Ghost will what? Give birth. And when the spirit gives birth, God will, through that holy thing that is birthed in this realm, manifest a new dimension of him. There is something God is seeking to do in your family in this generation. Nena, will you give him a womb? Will you? Because if you do, what will happen is that through your womb, the spirit will what? Give birth. The target of these our meetings is that the spirit will give birth. The time will come, you will not recognize your life, and people will not recognize your life. Cry to God in the next one minute. Spirit give birth. Spirit give birth. Spirit give birth. Spirit give birth. Spirit give birth.
Sosanama hambre tala kambe. Sopata pamana kabrenta papana hataya. Kambelo, kambelo. Swata papanta paparana bahaya. The only thing with which you are pregnant with shall be called the Son of God. I don't know what you are pregnant with, but I tell you, if it is a holy thing, if it is a holy thing, then it can only manifest, it can only represent a dimension of God. The holy thing that you are pregnant with shall be called the Son of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Tomorrow we meet again because our time is fasting. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m. Next tomorrow we will not meet. The reason is that Friday and Saturday is our 24 hours. Clap for Jesus. I thank you. Oh, my God. The reason we organize that meeting is that you will come and die. You have lived for too long. We need to, that day we organize burial ceremonies. Promise. It's burial ceremony. Oga, you have lived for too long. It's only dead men that can carry the glory of God. So on Friday is public holiday. So Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There are many people coming from everywhere. There are a contingent coming from Delta State, from Owerri, from Abia, from Enugu, from many places. So as usual, this place will be jam-packed, and then wonders will happen. You know what normally happens, huh? If you have a friend that can't pray, he has not prayed in tongues, he can't pray, just bring the person, huh? The person won't know what will happen to him. I'm telling you, you don't need to believe me. Don't believe me, huh? You are permitted to doubt me. All you need to do is to come to that place and say, I won't pray. Eh? I will not pray. I will just stay like this. Before you know it, one angel will slap you and you fall and pray more than every other person. And then, I think Enugu people is planning their sonship conference. Because of this corona, it would have happened by June. But after that one, we also have our own, the General Sonship Conference in September. Clap for Jesus. You know, the thing that we are cooking here, nations need it. I'm telling you. If you know the people that listen to our messages, you'll be shocked. For many nations in Africa, in US, in Europe, in Asia, I'm telling you, I was shocked how far you can go. And I'm wondering what we are doing until I checked well and I now saw that bread, fresh bread, is scarce. There is scarcity of bread. When you find where you will receive freshness in your soul, don't be sentimental. I'm telling you. And the things we achieve in 1 hour of prayer in this place takes you months to achieve somewhere. Because what we throw here is atomic. Say atomic. Dua. You know what people do is, other places something happen, but it's petrol bomb. You know, petrol bomb is good. Remind me your name. Doris. Petrol bomb is good, but there is atomic bomb. When you throw atomic bomb, the whole city will vibrate. The core of the earth will know that somebody landed. The bullets we shoot is intercontinental ballistic missile. Huh? You will stay here. We went to a program in Lagos in December, and my brothers were leading prayer. So they will hold the mic like this and do. After 5 minutes, people say it's magic. Only for them to push 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 45, 1 hour. People say, are these people human beings? The question they now ask is whether I'm giving them prayer punishment. It's not prayer punishment, it's the Holy Ghost. concerning prayer, I am the weakest man, but I found a secret, the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost embraces you, it's only you that will say, I want to stop. There is no stopping. Sometimes I will sleep and be praying in the sleep. Wake up, continue praying. Sleep, continue praying. He never stops sometimes for 1 week. You'll be talking to somebody and will be, have you seen OJB? OJB, if you wake him from sleep, he'll be praying in tongues. My God. The man has been consumed with prayer. His consciousness, his subconscious is prayer. Hallelujah. There is something, but there is something Dennis and his guys are planning. But on Friday and Saturday, we'll make it open. You know, normally I don't like it, but I think God is correcting me, because it is almost tending towards pride. Because when you come to a point where you feel you don't need anybody, you don't need anything, you don't need anything, if you are not careful, it becomes pride. How can God help you except through human? No matter how much you can do for yourself, there are many things you can't do for yourself. The day you realize it and seek for the ministration of the body, that's the day you make your work easier. Huh? You're blessed in Jesus' name. You can come and cast your offering, your tithe. Meanwhile, if you want to support our 24 hours, you can give money to him, or you can give into our ministry account. The reason is this. The people that is coming, we are giving them free feeding and free accommodation. That is the instruction that God gave us. And we'll continue doing it as long as the Lord provides. And as I'm talking to you, people have been giving. I'm telling you. So, don't worry yourself. In case you are listening to me online and you are wondering where will I sleep, we have where you will sleep. You are wondering what will I eat, we have what you eat. Bring all your friends, bring everybody. We have everything. It's only here. That's my target. Eh? I will keep you here so that you will be able to see God. I will give you food. Give you bed. Your job is only what? See God. A time will come, I will even be paying you. My target is to have 3 weeks camp meeting. If it's possible, let 100,000, 1 million people stay in one place. Imagine when they fill a stadium and are praying the way we are praying. This earth will not survive it. That's why Satan wants to kill me. He has been sending people to come and shoot me. Everybody is telling me they are seeing me where they are shooting me, and the bullet is not entering. It will never enter. You need to know where we are hiding. It is very deep. We can't die by accident. We can't die by gunshot. I can't wake up. Even you can't die anyhow. If you die, I raise you from the dead. I know people don't want me to shine in ministry, so they don't want to hear that I raise the dead. But the day you die, that's the day it will happen. And that day I will not fast, I will eat. I will eat and come and sit. When I'm through with everything, I will say, what are you still doing? Thank you for him. His hunger that made him sit on the ground. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Come and cast your offering. Come and cast your offering. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed.